Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 142 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I know it is sporadic. I apologize. I will get back on schedule. I will have live guests. It's just, I've been traveling. As many of you know who follow my website and or Facebook or Twitter, I just got home from being in Asia. I spent a week doing shows in Singapore and Hong Kong. Loved it in some ways. I loved the shows. The international audience is what we call expats, which are expatriates, people from other countries who have moved there. So talking to my audiences, which weren't very big, were about 100, 150 people. The comedy scene over there is developing, but the audience were enthusiastic. But the fun thing is, they literally, people in the audience from the United States, Canada, all over the UK, Australia, locals from Singapore, people from Hong Kong. It was, that was fun. That was fun. And I will tell you that the United States exports of culture, information, and stupidity are doing just fine, because when I joked about our elections, whether it be Trump or Ben Carson or Cruz or Hillary Clinton or Bernie, they knew exactly what I was talking about. When I joked about American racism or the ridiculousness going on with the transsexuals can't go to my bathroom, they knew all of it. So, yeah, we're doing fine there. I had fun in Asia. I'll be honest, it's not my thing. I know some guys who absolutely love going to Asia. I think they call that yellow fever. For those who don't know, that is a love of Asian women. I don't have it. I ain't knocking it. I just don't have it. Hong Kong, very crowded. It makes Manhattan look like LA. In other words, population density of Hong Kong is to Manhattan what population density of Manhattan is to LA. In other words, it's crowded. There's no free space. Jeez, it was unbelievable. Also, being the biggest person in Hong Kong probably didn't help. But I had a good time. The malls, that was ridiculous. I've never seen 11 and 12 story malls in office buildings before. Now I have. Singapore, the Marina Beach Sands Hotel was beautiful. I didn't stay there, but I checked it out. The gardens around it were beautiful. Everything you've heard about Singapore being clean is true and hot. When I say hot, I mean equator hot. But I don't want to get the wrong impression, because I did have a great time. Thanks to Jamie and Umar, the promoters who brought me over. I don't know if I'll be going back, but I damn sure loved it. And that's it. So that's why I didn't do a podcast last week. Regarding technology, I was warned not to bring my own computer and or iPad or phone or any of that stuff, because it might get hacked. I don't know if that's true or not, but I bought an unlocked phone, brought it over. Never had to use the phone. Just Wi-Fi is everywhere. And not just Wi-Fi, but fast, easy Wi-Fi that you connect to and communicate and work off of. We could catch up on that one, because some of these hotels I've been to, the Wi-Fi works off of the dial-up. So, I'm back. Wow. Obviously, the big story while I was gone is the loss of Prince, which is devastating in that he was in a, there's nothing new for me to say. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I knew him personally. But what an amazing artist. So many gifts, opened so many doors, opened the doors to creativity, to sexuality, to openness. The soundtrack of the 80s for so many of us was Prince. Purple Rain, that movie was a game changer. It was a game changer. And the music from that movie was beautiful. And there are so many videos out now. I saw a video John Heffron posted of the recording of the song Purple Rain, which I guess Prince did in a club and used it, that recording, in the movie. And, you know, you could go on and on. But I love the respect he's getting in his passing and all the tributes and purple lights on office buildings and baseball stadiums and so on. It was a massive loss. There were others lost last week. Pearl Washington played basketball for Syracuse University and briefly in the NBA, and I loved Pearl. I remember watching Pearl play, and I was lucky enough to meet him and actually get to play ball with him. Strange circumstances. It was back when the NBA rehab was in LA in the 80s, and where I played pickup ball at Valley College. A lot of the NBA guys worked out, so I got to play ball with him and listen to him and meet him, and he was a great guy, and he died way too young. I understand he had a brain tumor, recovered, and then died, and that's sad. And Patton Oswalt's wife died. Patton Oswalt, brilliant comedian and great guy, another guy I'm lucky enough to know. I didn't know his wife, Michelle McNamara. I know he loved her because I know he talked about her, but she died in her sleep, I guess, and only 46 years old, and they have a 7-year-old son. So I send out love and condolences to Patton, just like everyone else. My favorite Patton Oswalt moment, he was late getting to the Irvine Improv, so I happened to be there because a friend was a huge fan and wanted to watch his show. They asked me to get up on stage and do time until Patton showed up. So I'm on stage, and he comes in from the back, and he comes up on stage, and his way of thanking me for being up there, he just said, "Morpheus, ladies and gentlemen." I love that. Patton, my heart goes out to you, man. I can't imagine the pain of that loss. So that's it. That's the sad stuff. Is that the end of the sad stuff? Well, I guess it depends on where you stand politically, because right now it would appear that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to be the candidates in this presidential election. Yesterday, which was Tuesday, they both won states. Trump won Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Hillary Clinton won Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Bernie Sanders won Rhode Island. Last week while I was gone, they won New York. So that it looks like that's who it's going to be. The Republicans are a mess right now. The power of the Republican Party doesn't want Donald Trump. I was listening to some political radio stuff, and it was interesting listening to how people were choosing their Republican candidates, because people were calling in and they said they were voting for Trump because they hate Cruz, or they said they're voting for Cruz because they hate Trump. Not many people called in saying they were voting for Kasich. But anyway, that's an interesting way to choose, right? Neither candidate giving policy or what I'm going to do, what I'm going to change, other than the bombastic no Muslims, bomb them into the ground. And Cruz, who I'm telling you, I think is more dangerous than Donald Trump, because he thinks he has a mandate from God. The list of people he doesn't like is a mile long. Immigrants, women. If you want the list of who Donald Trump doesn't, I mean, Donald Trump, I'm sorry. If you want the list of who Ted Cruz doesn't like, just read through the Old Testament. And there's probably some Philistines or some, I don't even know. Just go to the Old Testament, go through it, look at who's getting smited, who's enslaved, who's beaten. And that's pretty much his list. That's his people right there. If you're in the Old Testament, he don't like you. Anyway, there are a lot of people complaining about the procedures, and this is my opinion. The political primary procedures are not going to be changed. The superdelegates on the Democrat side, the winner-take-all states on the Republican side, the states that use those caucuses, which I don't know how the hell that stuff works, the states where if you're independent, you can't vote in either primary, Democrat or Republican, and I know all the Bernie supporters are saying the whole thing is rigged. for Hillary, and the Trump supporters are saying the whole thing will be rigged against Donald Trump. But here's the thing. I don't think politicians are going to change it, but they're definitely not going to change it now, you know, while the primaries are going on. They're not going to, New York isn't going to change the rules of their primary elections the week before the primary. I'm sorry, Bernie people, but that's the way it goes. Politicians are politicians. Their instinct, their whole thing is about survival, right? They say as soon as you get elected, your only job is to get reelected. That's all they're about. So they're not going to change campaign financing. They're not going to change the rules of districting and redistricting. None of that. But they're especially not going to do it when the presidential election's coming up. Sorry about the noise. It's garbage day here. Speaking of noise, I had a guy say, stop talking with a mint in your mouth. Trust me, I wouldn't be eating a mint while I'm recording. Sometimes it's just background noise. Some of these I have to record in a hotel. You should see my hotel studio. It's hilarious. It's two pillows wrapped around the microphone trying to knock out background noise while I talk. Not good. But anyway, sorry about the background noise. I could actually say that about the entire presidential election. Sorry about the background noise. I don't think they're going to change the procedures. The procedures should or would be changed in between elections, but in between elections, no one talks about it. We don't think about it until it comes up. So that's it. It looks like these two are going to be the candidates. I'm more sure about Hillary Clinton in the sense that I don't think the whole Democratic convention is going to say, we need to rewrite the rules. Oh, and speaking of conventions and Democrats and Republicans, would you please knock it off with the "we are the party of Lincoln" routine? Okay, now it's coming up because Abraham Lincoln was chosen on the second vote in the Republican convention back then. Listen, stop, just stop it, okay? Everyone knows that the Republican and Democratic parties have sort of switched roles since then. And now the Republican Party is the conservative, closed, anti-everything, racist party that would love to go back in time to the 50s. I don't think they want to go back to slavery, but I'm not sure. I can't say for sure, but I'm going to give them benefit of doubt and say they'd like to go back to the 50s. And the Democrats are now the more progressive party. So stop it. Stop the "we are the party of Lincoln. We love black people." Ugh, that's such bullshit. It's amazing to me people believe that or buy it. I'm not amazed they keep saying it, because the Republicans, if there's one thing they can do, is pick a story and stick to it. So let's see how this plays out. The Republican Party And when I say the party, I mean the power of the party. The old Republicans who run shit don't want Donald Trump. And it's funny, the young Democrats who want to change everything don't want Hillary Clinton. It's going to be interesting. And it's also this, depending on what day you ask, different percentage of, Cruz supporters who say they won't vote for Trump and Bernie supporters who say they won't vote for Hillary. We'll see how that plays out. I'm still hoping grown-ups come out at the election in November and we have the best president from these choices, which I think is Hillary, but we'll see. Moving on, Barack Obama's finally supposed to go to Flint, Michigan next week. I love Barack Obama, but this is it's late. Should have been there a while ago and should have come down there with a checkbook. There should have been money for clean water, for new pipes, and for prosecutions all around. It's playing out like a soap opera. We now have the conspiracy theories. Sadly, Sasha Bell was found dead in her townhouse and along with a one-year-old child, horrible. She was one of the first in the lawsuits of Flint. She was definitely outspoken in this, and now there are many conspiracy theories about how she or why she was murdered. It's horrible. It's horrible that someone gets murdered. It's more horrible that kids will probably have some sort of lasting damage, brain damage or whatever, from drinking water with lead in it. Shit, it's 2016. It's 2016, and this is where we're at. You know, I've been reading stuff about autonomous cars that drive themselves, and there's this zero death movement, you know, that there should be no traffic fatalities, etc. And I'll get involved in car debates with car people. I think cars shouldn't drive themselves because people don't pay to. But anyway, how are we looking at that technology? How are we looking at the Apple car, which will be just like everything else, Apple and so on, and yet lead in the water? Like, we're still dealing with lead in the water, and we're still dealing with discrimination issues. The Tamir Rice case, a settlement of millions of dollars to be paid to Tamir Rice's family, and the police union coming out and saying that money should go to gun education. No, police, the education should be, don't shoot kids. Don't shoot a black kid with a toy gun. Maybe take 20 seconds to find out what the hell's going on before you open fire. You know, and when you, here's the thing, I was overseas, and it's always interesting to me to look at the United States from the outside looking in, and also what you come back to. When I flew back, the first story I heard about, Beyonce doing Lemonade. Yeah, with everything going on, Beyonce doing this song Lemonade and singing about, you know, possibly it's about Jay-Z having an affair, and then people are attacking the woman Jay-Z supposedly had the affair with, and blah, blah, blah. That's the issue? That's it? That's our leading issue? Yeah, it is. It is. Good, bad, or indifferent, it is. You wonder why Donald Trump, the reality show candidate, is the leading candidate? Because we know more about Beyonce than anybody. Right? Most important person we got. And I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that that's where we're at. So Barack Obama is headed to Flint, Michigan. It's good. Hopefully some things will happen. And I've also read about water being even worse on certain Native American reservations, which I have no doubt that that's true, because no one is treated worse or ignored more than that community. So, we'll see. We'll see. NASCAR. Now, I know you're probably not going to believe this, and I hate to break it to you, but apparently NASCAR really is okay with the transsexual bathroom discrimination. I know. I was as shocked to read it as you are, but the head guy in NASCAR says, we are not political, we're not going to get involved, we have no power in North Carolina. How funny is that? How funny is that? That NASCAR has no power in North Carolina. NASCAR, North Carolina will do what you say. France, the head of NASCAR, same guy who invited Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty to give the quote invocation, same guy who gives his support to Donald Trump. I know, I'm absolutely shocked, but apparently the transsexual bathroom thing, they're not getting involved. Adam Silver, the NBA, did speak up a bit harsher about the NBA won't have the All-Star game in Charlotte. The NFL is saying they won't bring the Super Bowl to Atlanta. They're not committing to it, but at least they're saying it. And, you know, NASCAR, doing what NASCAR does. Can't even knock them. Sports, again, if you follow me on social media, you know I'm devastated right now. Devastated. Not surprised. The Clipper jinx has struck again. Clippers were actually looking pretty good. Then Chris Paul broke his hand on a relatively routine play, and Blake Griffin's leg is bad. So the Clippers, it's going to be tough for them to beat Portland. And Steph Curry, who is the face, name, voice, savior, demigod, fill in the blank. The NBA is all about Steph Curry. Even I have to do it. See, you can't say NBA without saying Steph Curry. It's the rules. He hurt his knee in the playoffs. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Golden State may still win without him. We'll see. Is the NBA season too long? Are the stars getting beat up? I don't know, but I can tell you this. You can't knock the coaches for not playing their stars when their goal is to win the playoffs. Your goal in the NBA is winning. Ask Byron Scott. He coached the Lakers. He's now fired. Didn't have the same ceremony when he left that Kobe did. He used to play for him, but, you know, not so good. So anyway, that's it. I'm back. That's what I had to say this week. I will get it together. I promise I will bring guests and make the podcast better. I do read your email. Speaking of emails, I didn't know I had a Gmail account. So if you've emailed me through my website and it went to my Gmail account, the account was set up by my publicist, I didn't know about it. I've got a couple of hundred emails to go through, but I will do my best to answer you guys. I really do thank you for reaching out. Coming up, speaking of North Carolina, I will be there this weekend, April. Stop saying, oh, sorry about that. April 29th and 30th, I will be at Dead Crow Comedy Club in Wilmington. Yeah, we're going to talk, North Carolina. We are going to talk. Next week, I will be at Helium in Portland. I love us Portland. Please keep Portland weird. I'll be there May 5th through 8th. Thank you guys for listening. This is Alonzo asking, who's paying attention? I know it's you, and I appreciate it.